Welcome to the Home of Misfits podcast, where normal is optional, masks are unnecessary, and you belong. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of Home of Misfits, where everybody belongs and masks are optional, you know, and we're all misfit to some degree. And the point is, we just have fun. So today I'm really excited because my friend Priscilla is here, and Priscilla and I, we actually met eons ago when we were all stationed together in Bamberg, Germany. You know, both of our husbands were active duty at the time. And although I don't remember that our paths crossed a lot, we just realized, oh, we were there at the same time, sort of.
Right. Yeah. Although I do remember seeing you a couple times.
Well, that
I
was
think
hard
at a
to
couple
miss under my
functions.
370 pounds, you know. So, but anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah. A different
Right. And then
story.
we met,
Yeah.
but then we were stationed together again when our husbands went to the Sergeant Major's Academy in El Paso, Texas, you know, and then we found out we're both living here in the same town, which, this is so cool. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Priscilla?
Well, like you said, military spouse, was a military brat, as they call us. First, my father was in the Army for 23 years, and we did not travel a lot because at that time it was considered peacetime. So the Army kind of tended to leave you in at the base a little bit longer. So we were stationed in Fort Ord for a really long time, twice, maybe three times. But I did travel to Germany two times with my father. And I met my husband the second time
Oh, you met
there
him in
in
Germany?
Karlsruhe.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I was a senior in high school, junior. Yeah, no, junior. And then we kind of were just friends. And then it's my senior year. Yeah, we started dating. Yeah.
Nice.
So, And then
And still together
married
and still
him.
married, so it is possible. I love it.
Yeah. 30, you know what? It'll be 34 years. In about 2 weeks. Yep.
Oh,
34
wow.
years.
Party.
But I've known him like longer than that. You know, we knew each other for 6 years before we got married. So yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We should all
Traveled
celebrate
around
our
and
anniversaries together because Jeff and I think we're gonna hit 37. Yeah, I don't math, so clearly it's all good. Back to you.
You know, when it gets up there, it's kind of like, you know, we have to pause a little bit to think about it, you know,
You
because
know,
it's been
it's
so
like,
long.
okay, now we just do like the big ones. It's 30 something. You know, and then we'd go again 40 something. You know,
40
and
something, yeah.
you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. We got married, and like you said, Bamberg was our first overseas assignment. No, I take that back. It was our second. Because when we were first, right off the bat, we went to, oh God, what is it? Kirschgoens, I think. He was stationed at Kirschgoens. Gießen, all right, so Gießen, Germany. Yeah, we were there. And then the second time we went back to Bamberg, and we worked there where we met you. I had my little girls, and that was quite the experience. And then went to California for a couple years, and then we went to El Paso. That's where we met again, met up again. And then we got our assignments here in Colorado. And
Hey, so did
I
we.
love, yeah, I love how we kept like doing this, you know. And even though when we got here and we're still in the same place, we kind of like saw each other, but then we just kept, you know, on our paths, you know? And then now here we are again, you know, and this time we're really connecting and so
Well,
blessed
I guess
to
this
call
time
you
we
my
are
friend.
ready also.
Yeah, I believe
Yeah.
that. Yeah, I do.
Plus, I mean,
Yeah.
I think the other thing too is like back, you know, when we first met, like in Bamberg or even Baumhol and in El Paso, I was not even close to the path that I'm on now.
Oh,
You know?
well,
So that was the whole, plus it's like for me, you know, I was still trying to figure out where do I fit? What am I supposed to do? What should I do? And blah, blah, all of those things, you know, that we pile on ourselves, trying to figure these things out. It's like being a mom, being the military spouse, being the senior military spouse, and all of those things. It's like all those different masks and roles and everything we had to play. And it's like, we were pulled in some, and you went through very similar situations, pulled in 5 million different directions. We didn't have time to figure out and look at who am I? Who is Priscilla? Who is Sabina? It's like, what is really my purpose? So I think that was part of why we did this. And it's like we came together, it's like, oh, not time yet. And then we came together, not time yet. And now it's like, oh, now it's time and we're doing this. So
I totally agree.
and sometimes that's just how it is with people. It's like, oh wow,
It's just not time yet, even though we're kind of like just touching base, and then, it's just not time yet. But I felt like we kind of had the same journey, but with different aspects to it. Just truly, when it boils down, truly trying to find out who we are. And right before we met each other again in El Paso, I did experience like a opening up, like, who am I,
Oh, do
when we were
tell.
in California.
You want to get a little bit more into that?
Well, my story is I had panic attacks because we left Bamberg. James got an assignment with an ROTC program at one of the universities there, and we were not around any military base. So before we left Germany, I decided, what, this is a time for, since we're going to be away from this life, not totally, but not the traditional way, we were going to have some sort of break. And I thought, I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to go back to school and and just do
It was a
me,
great
do
plan,
me.
wasn't
And
it?
lo and behold, after I got settled in, I started feeling like these heart palpitations, and one scenario led to another that got a little bit more intense, a little bit more intense, till finally I did have a full-blown panic attack, and it was a little scary, because when you, if you've ever experienced one, it just feels like, in my experience, I felt like I was splitting in two and was good having this massive heart attack.
I mean, I never had one, but I can only imagine how scary that must be.
Yeah, because you don't really know if you are going from this just non-existent way of just always living, day to day, and doing what you're supposed to do, what is expected of you to do. You're in that role, then all of a sudden you make this decision, to like, okay, I'm gonna step back from that. It to me, it feels like you're setting yourself up to be like, okay, she's asking to find who she is. Let's start that journey now. Let's guide her to that, but we're going to have to start off, in my case, with a big shakeup, a big
Well, you
shakeup
know,
within
and it's funny
her.
you say that. I mean, it's like what comes to mind, it's like, oh yeah, we'll help her, we'll make her stumble, we'll make her fall. We'll teach her,
It kind of felt like that, but it's surrounded with a very loving, very intentional way, as I even as I maybe at the time when it was occurring, I it just went, what is happening, but now that I know and I've learned and I look back on it, yes, I could see that it was, she needed this, to fall flat on her face, kind of
And
thing,
sometimes we need that jolt, that
yeah.
complete shift, that complete pattern interrupt. I mean, and
Right,
sometimes, it's
right,
like if it's
right.
settled for you, then that's awesome. But usually it's not, because we're so in that groove, we're so in that pattern, we don't see anything else, and the powers that are, they're like, oh, we'll teach you. Wham! And it's like, what happened? It's like so out of left field, but it really jolts us awake, so to speak.
Exactly. And I think that's what happened, you know. No, well, I believe that's what's happened. I really needed that shake up, you know. And surprisingly enough, when that was happening, I knew that I needed a place, like a safe place to just verbal vomit of everything that I was holding in. So I needed something, someone that I could trust, that I could do that with. So I immediately sought out a therapist
Oh,
and
good for you.
hunted one down. Yeah, and I hunted one down and connected with her. I remember, you know, talking to her over the phone, you know, and immediately hung up. And this is she's her. This is her. This is who I'm going to go with after
Good.
eight. I think it was eight, you know,
But you know,
at the
and
time,
but
try.
good for you for not going with the first one that came along. And it's really important, you know, and it's like for any of you listening too, you know, it's like there's nothing wrong with seeking out help, whatever form that is, you know, unless of course it's harming you, then clearly don't do that, you know. But it's like ask somebody for help. And it's like if you don't feel like this is the right person, nobody says you have to use that person. You know, keep looking until you find the one that you click with, that you feel comfortable with.
I wanted to find, like I said, a safe place, and that included somebody I could trust
Of
completely.
course.
And
I mean,
yeah, it
you're
was
so
her.
vulnerable at that point. I mean, you're sharing your darkest, whatever is going on, you know? Right.
So started going to see her, and then also I felt like I didn't want to go down the traditional path of medicine. There's nothing wrong with that. I did have a subscription for some anxiety medicine that I kept in my purse, and it was a thing that I used as okay, if it gets to be too much, because after the panic attacks I had anxiety really bad. And so I felt like, okay, if it gets too much, I have it with me. And then there was a few occasions where I did take it,
Good for
but
you.
I also wanted to, I also knew that I wanted to do here. I felt like I needed to do here. And
Your heart.
that included learning how to be in my body healthy. And to me, that looked like moving. So I signed up for yoga, and I started bike riding more. I started walking more. And I needed to get here, all this here out. So I started journaling. And I used to journal as a teenager, and I kind of like it fell to the wayside. So I picked it up again at that time
Oh, good.
and started journaling. And then of course and then I also was like, you know, okay, you know, you have all these long lists of things that you wanted to do and try out, but you always, you know, oh, I have to take care of the house. Oh, I have to go to this function. Oh, I have to go to this meeting. You know, as a military spouse, you have to do these things.
We
So,
get
you're
voluntold.
here. You're here. So why not do the things that you want to do? And, you know, and some of them were, you know, taking a yoga class, and some of them were a cake decorating class. Some of them were a ceramics class. You know, I just wanted something, you know, to do with my hands and to
Something for
create, you
you.
know, that's what,
Right.
right. And so I signed up for a whole bunch of things, and I did continue with classes, and wanted to do some learning there. And that's how my journey started. And this was all before I hit El Paso. And by the time we went to El Paso, I kind of had all those tools under my belt. But it was just the beginning. It was
Right.
just the beginning.
It's just like, but wait, there's more.
Oh yeah, so much more. Yeah, so much
You
more.
know, it's fun too. It's like for me, it's like once I opened that funnel, you know, I mean, it was like, you know, just tipping my toe in the water, but it like opened the floodgates in a good kind of way, you know, because it's like, yeah, and then there's this, and then there's this, and this led to this, and this led to this, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah. So yeah, so that lets you do what is exactly is it that you're doing? Why don't you tell our listeners and viewers?
Today I'm doing several things now.
Because
My
you're
journey has
amazing.
brought me to, well, my journey has brought me to energy medicine. I call it energy medicine. I started off learning Reiki, and then I moved on to healing touch, and then just doing several things that teach you on the energy bodies. So I'm currently taking a horror class. I'm learning that, which I kind of
A
like,
what
I have taken
class? A
before.
horror class?
Hara,
Oh.
Hara, horror class. It's an energy system within our body.
It's just not
Yeah.
what
I'm sorry, what?
I said that's just not what I heard. I was like, wait a minute. You didn't say horror, did
Okay.
you? No. Horror.
The
Okay, got
clean.
it. Because I think there's a thing called horror yoga too, isn't there?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I'm not sure what that is, but yeah,
Okay.
I
So
think
you're
I've
taking
heard
this
that.
class right now? What will that do then?
I'm sorry.
So you're taking that class right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
What does
Yeah.
it
We
what is
just
it? I
started.
mean, what is it? What does it do
We're
and how
just
does it help
again, we're
people?
just learning the Hara system, you
Okay.
know, and how it functions and how we can manage it, you know, on our own, how we can, as energy medicine practitioners, what we can, how we can care for our clients on that level of our energy bodies.
Nice. Is that an
Yeah.
online class or in-person class?
Online. It's online. Yeah.
Very
And
cool. And you know, go
it's a
ahead.
teacher I've had before, and she's wonderful, knowledgeable, very grounded in the
Nice.
work she does, very care. Keeps it very honoring the systems and just very clear in her attentions on what, you know, what it's really all about.
I love that. No, that's awesome. I so love that. Ah. Let's go back to the military spouse thing. Because you know, we're both
Okay.
military spouses and I'm sure some of our listeners are. And it's like, it's like see, I get some questions before I do my interviews. So you all know, before I do interviews, I put into ChatGPT, give me some questions. This is who I'm talking to, this is what they do, this is blah blah whatever. And give me some questions. So when I look over here, I'm looking at questions. Hey, I'm human, you know? It's like I can my brain can only handle so much. You know,
Okay.
it's like whatever. All right. Oh, I like this one. People often see the service member in uniform, but not always the life of the spouse. What is something you wish more people understood about being a military spouse?
That we're serving too. And I kind of think that's just out there, more so now than it was when my mother was in it and before that generation. I think it's just becoming more like, you know, noticed that the spouses that stand behind the soldier are serving as well.
Well, they call us the silent rank.
Yes.
You know, and
And I
it's so
feel like
fun. I did a lot of networking here in town, you know, before COVID and all of that. And I love going to networking events, like whether it's for veterans or regular or whatever, you know, and then you have all these organizations. It's like we do this and this and this and this for veterans. And here's always me at the back of the room. They're like, oh, here she goes again. You know, and I'm like, this is great. I really appreciate that you do that for the veterans. What do you do for the spouses? And then the general answer was, spouses are welcome to come. I said, that's great, but our needs are different. What are you doing for the spouses specifically? Is there anything? Have you even considered that? You know, and I know I ruffled a few feathers, and I continue to do that because that's just who I am. You know, you're queen of shift, misfit. You know, but I mean, it really is because it's like so many times that the spouses and the families they get forgotten. They're like they might get mentioned, And it's like, but our needs are different. I mean, our children's needs are different. Our needs are different, so, and that's something I would want people to know.
Well, yeah, I hope to tell their story in the book that I'm writing.
Yeah, tell us about the book.
Yeah,
I'm
it's just
excited.
well, I'm happy that you're excited. I just always wanted to tell that side of the story. And I didn't really know how to at first. And it was one day it was just like, well, you're in it, why don't you just tell your story, And so just started writing down notes and ideas and experiences that I had. And then COVID hit, and like with many, many people, COVID gave, the opportunity for you to really look at what you really want to do, what you really want to change, it was like an opportunity for life change. And so I just gathered up all my notes and started putting it all together. And I thought, well, there's a story here, and it's just not my personal story. There's a essence to the story of the military spouse that often gets missed. I think the closest I ever felt like it was genuinely told. Now, I haven't list watched every military movie that mentions or talks about the military spouse, but the one that I watched that really resonated with me was the one with Mel Gibson, We Are Soldiers. There's a side story with the military spouse. And I believe it's his wife, and she holds, the meetings and the gatherings of the military spouses. And then there's a scene where they deal with the, I think it's a Western Union message about the death of one of the soldiers,
Yeah,
and
back when they took
just,
this, like, oh, here's the telegram. Good luck with that. The
yeah,
mailman, I think the
yeah,
military. I'm glad
yeah,
they changed that now. I mean, I used to be when we were in
yeah.
Bamberg, being the senior spouse for our battalion, and it's like in with the plus we had some casualties, being part of the notification team and putting that together, it's so different. I'm so glad they changed that completely, I must say.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I totally agree with that. That movie just felt like it was the clearest and what really the military spouse it goes through and telling a little bit of that story. So I wanted to tell the story too, because there's so much that like you said, we don't know about, and maybe there's misconceptions, and there's a lot of depth to our story, and I just wanted to capture that and tell it in a fictional
I love
format.
that. And thank you. I mean, I had the honor to be interviewed by you, for the book, so it's like
I thank you for that.
that was awesome. And I thought it was like, when I saw your message on I think you put it out on Facebook, who's all my
All
military,
right.
I forgot the message,
Well,
but
email, yeah. I sent out an
yeah,
email,
or
yeah.
email, it was something. I was
Yeah.
like, yeah, absolutely. Because it's so
Yeah.
important to me. It's always been important to get that side of the story out, to let others understand. It's like, hey, there's more to military life than just the soldier. It's like,
Right.
all the moving, and then you have to pack up your whole household and the kids and then animals and this. I mean, the whole everything. And a lot
Right.
of times it hangs on the spouse because the service member's off doing their thing. Whether they're in the field or they're deployed or whatever, and then the spouse at home is to take care of everything else, and it's like, and so I'm so excited to that you're doing this. Any idea when it might come out?
Oh my goodness. It's
I'm
probably
the
it'll
pushy
probably
one.
be a while. It'd probably be a while, yeah. I finished all my interviews. I would love to do more. So, but right now with what I got, I'm moving forward, and I do have to do other interviews for other aspects, because I wasn't, just like the soldier, we're all in our different fields, serving. I had the experience of working with the families as a first sergeant's wife, but then after that, we went what they call staff, you know. So I wasn't down in the battalion level until the very end. My husband did take a battalion, but we did a what they call a geographical separation. So we were here in Colorado while he was in Oklahoma serving the last couple years with the battalion. I did get. Was able to gather enough story, the essence of that story from me, but wanted more because
So what are you looking, I
my
mean,
story.
for those that are listening, maybe there's somebody out there who would like to contact. What are you looking for? And what's the best way for them to contact you for that?
Well, I'm just looking for them to tell their story. My thing is, I'm not
I
going
mean,
to read
spouses or service members or
spouses.
spouses.
Spouses that serve, because the story takes place in the early 2000s,
Okay.
and I'm just looking for someone who was around that time, that was in that time.
Oh no, you froze. See? This is what happens sometimes. There you
That's
are.
willing to tell their story. My thing is, I'm repeat their story in my book. Did we have a glitch? Okay,
Yeah,
there it is. Okay.
just a little freeze up, but that's okay.
Okay,
We're
I'm
misfits.
not going to repeat. I'm not going to repeat their story. I'm just trying to capture the essence of the whole story of the military spouse. But I asked for the interview so I can gather that, so I can capture that. And the stories that I have the honor of listening in on, and the storyteller sharing me their story has been, oh my goodness, just, oh, I mean, there was tears, laughter, just an intensity to their stories and the realism that they shared, the honesty. I have a whole new level of respect for the military spouse. It was just incredible sharing, being allowed to hear their stories. So what I'm doing is just capturing the essence of the story by them telling me their
So how can
story.
they contact you if they're interested to be in?
They can contact me through my email, which is japatchi@msn.com. That's probably the best way you can contact me, and just say that you just want to set up, are willing to tell me their story around that time.
So the good
So,
subject line would
yeah.
be a book interview.
Interview, yeah, book interview
Just
for
to
a
keep it easy,
military
you know,
spouse,
it's
yeah.
like because it's like we all get so much email, you know, and it's like I just glance at the subject.
Yeah.
If it interests me, I look at it. If
Yeah.
it doesn't, it doesn't. So if any of you listening, you know, it's like put in a subject line book interview when you email
Yeah.
Priscilla for that. You
Yeah.
know, I think
Yeah.
that's the easiest way. So
Yeah. Yeah.
let's see, we have some.
I appreciate you putting that out there. You know, I
Of
wasn't,
course.
you know, I
That's what we do.
was
We all misfits
okay.
got to stick together, you know? You know,
We do.
it's just a good thing, you know?
Yeah, we do.
Tell us, what is something about you that most people would never guess? Other than that you're
Never.
awesome and everything, but that people would guess that,
Oh,
right?
thank you.
Because
Would
just.
never guess. Oh my goodness. Would never guess.
Like for instance, you know, for myself, one day I had breakfast with Prince Leopold of Bavaria, and then I stood him up for dinner.
Really?
So yeah, that's something nobody would ever guess. Anyway, so do you got some funny?
Oh my goodness. I would never guess.
Like, you know,
Oh.
you like horseback riding, or you know, I don't
Horseback
know.
riding. Well, not really.
Okay,
Been
no, that's
horseback
fine.
riding twice. I can't, you know what? I'm the lamest person.
No,
I
you're
can't even
not.
think
Oh, don't
of
even say that. You are so not. Oh, my goodness.
That would never guess. I can't even think of Oh,
I know.
I'm sure there is
It's like, gee,
something.
thanks, Sabine, for putting me on the spot here.
really, Sabine.
Okay, then let's ask a different question. What currently brings you
Okay.
joy and hope in the world?
Oh, you know what? This is probably going to go against whatever thing that's going on currently. But I really do have hope. I really do. I feel like a lot of people every day are asking themselves, what do I want differently? What is this chaos? They're questioning, and just by people questioning, that gives me hope,
Nice.
because the act of questioning is the action of hope, I feel like. So
I agree.
when you put action into hope, that leads us into like a bigger perspective on what we really want, right? Do we want this or do we want that? No, I don't want that. I want this. How do I move forward in that? And that questioning also is from here, and it's
From the
waking
heart.
something up. Yeah, well, not only the heart, but the in their inner being. It's bringing them back to them. Because we've been so external for so long.
Well, plus,
Now
I
I
mean,
feel
we've
like
given away so much
we're
of our
here.
power, but just like with that whole thing, what that's going on, I noticed that more and more people are waking up simply by starting to ask questions. That's starting to wake up. It's like, wait a minute. It's like, what really is happening here? So yeah, that's a good one.
I totally agree with you. The questioning, I think, is where we need to start, just questioning things, not only our external world, but questioning things here within us, our internal world. What do we want differently for ourselves? What do we need to be challenged on,
Well, so that, and it's
to
like, what is working, and what isn't working? I mean, just because you tell yourself it's working doesn't mean it's working. Take an honest look, and it's like, if it's not working, the next question is, what are you willing to do to change it? You don't have to figure out what you need to change. The first question is, are you willing to change and do what needs to be done to change that?
And you said the perfect word, willing, because I think sometimes we think we need to just jump right in, right? No, my
No.
belief is like, even if you start off, what am I willing to do? Willing, that's a really good start, baby steps,
Oh, yeah.
baby steps are as big as jumping off the cliff,
Well, I
right?
mean, and the
I
thing is,
think.
I don't know who said it and where I saw it, but whatever, it's like, if you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But forward motion is forward motion. It doesn't matter how big or small, as long as you do the first step. And here's the thing, this is the one thing I have learned. It's like, once you make the decision and you take one action step, one inspired action step towards that direction, the powers that are, they're like, oh, yay. And they give you what you need right then and there. And they're like, oh, but wait, there's more. Just keep going. And it's like, and once you open, it's like, once you open that little door, even if you just do the peephole at first, and then you just give a tiny, tiny nudge and look what's behind then. As soon as you keep going, it is so incredible. All the things that are happening for you. And nothing in this world is happening to you, by the way. It's all happening for you.
Having for you, yeah.
So, and it's just like, and once you shift that in your mind, instead of being playing the victim, it's like, oh, this is happening to me. And I've been there, done that. Okay. I'm pff, so, okay. But once I shifted that, instead of going, why is this happening to me? I started asking, it's like, okay, why is this happening for me? What does it look, what lesson am I not getting? What is it trying to teach me? So when you look at it from that aspect, everything shifts. Everything shifts. And then you just keep on moving forward, And it's like, oh, and one thing leads to another, and it's like, it's mind blowing. It is so amazing, you know. And there's so many
I
people
totally.
out there who are willing to help you, you know, make that first step. You don't have to do it alone. That's the thing, you know. It's like you can join our group, the Home of Misfits, on Facebook, you know, and just ask a question. There's so many people in there, you know, that more than happy to help. You know, you're not alone. You don't have to do it alone. That's the beauty of this, you know. But you have to take the first step. It's like if you're thirsty, you have to drink. You know, you cannot just say, "Hey, I'm thirsty," and then somebody else drinks it, and you expect to be your thirst being quenched. That's not how it works. You still have to do the action. You still have to do. So,
You have to get up and
right,
walk.
yep. So it's like, but you don't have to do it alone. There's so many people out there who are
You
willing
don't
to
have to do it
help, who are
alone, and you
looking.
don't have to make the big, huge steps. You
Right.
know,
It doesn't
it's
have to be
baby steps.
monumental. It doesn't have to be that
I'm a bigger.
newsworthy headline thing. You know, it can be very simple. It's like me, for example. You know, it's like I was telling my husband the other day, I love being underestimated by people constantly. Okay? Because I can do my thing in the background. And I do one little thing at a time. One little thing at a time. And it's like, and here we are today, you know, with all whatever is going on. Like if somebody would have told me I write books, I would have laughed so hard. And then English, what? And here we are 14 books later. You know, it's like, but again, one step at a time. That didn't happen overnight. You know, nothing happens overnight. You might get lucky one day, you know, but generally it's like it's this little consistent little steps that nobody sees, nobody acknowledges, but you will notice it because they accumulate, and eventually there's this like, oh wow, I did that? You know, what happened? You know, and that's the beauty of that. So I love it. I love it.
And before you know it, you look back and all the little steps
I know.
100 steps, 200
Right. And then
steps,
it's like all of a sudden you look
right?
at your life and you're going like, whoa, I created that. That's amazing. You know, but it begins with the awareness, and it's like start asking questions. You know, and the first question is, it's like, is the way my life is right now, is this working for me or not? Or what is working, what isn't working? And then on the things that are not working, the next question is, am I willing to change? What am I willing to do? And you just go from there. You know, easy. And it's like the question is like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Not that you would eat an elephant, but you know, the saying. Like, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a
I've
time.
never heard that saying.
Oh, really? Well, now you have. See? But yeah, you know, you just one little thing at a time. You know, and it's like you and the more you do in, the more open you become, you know, the more answers you will get in like instantly. You ask a question in your mind and it's like you get the answer comes through you. It's so I'm still in awe when it happens, you know. So one last question. What part of your story do you feel hasn't heard yet? Hasn't been heard yet.
Oh, the ending.
Well,
And it's
clearly.
because I'm not there.
And keep that ending far, far away. But I mean, other than that part, you know.
Okay. We're going to cut that
No, that's fine. But here's the thing. No, we're not. And here's why, because this is the home of misfits. Okay. If and I never intended to have this podcast or this video like perfect, like with the perfect lighting, the perfect this, the perfect that. That's not what this is. This is really a place to be yourself, to be you, to come as you are, you know, and it's like
Oh, yeah.
flaws and everything. It's like I started an episode where I tripped over my tongue, so it started out with blah 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 blah. Because it's like we are human. We are human. We're not machines. We're human. We have our flaws. We have our all of it that makes us us. And those little bloopers, they're just fun. That's just like, oh, look at that.
That's how we learn, right? That's how we learn.
Right. So maybe next time we won't do that. I mean, in my case, I probably will because I forget, but hey. It's
Yeah.
all good. Life is fun. Life is what you make it. Life really is what you make it. It's like, you follow your thing. You have, like with you get the inspiration. It's like, hey, I'm gonna follow this path, and boom. For me, it was about 10 years or so ago. It's like I always is like my thing was is like there's more. There's more than what we're being told. It's like, and I started questioning. It's like, but that makes no sense. There's more. And how they say when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Well, my teacher appeared, and she literally opened up the whole universe for me. And of course now it's like the more I learned, the more I realized, the less I know. But that's okay. It's just fun. You just have fun with it, Is everything working out? No, it's not supposed to. You're supposed to learn. It's like, oh, I mean, Edison, what he did, what, 10,000 or so tries to figure out the light bulb? He didn't fail 10,000 times. He figured out 10,000 ways it didn't work until he found the one way it did work. That's how you look at it. When you shift the narrative, things just change.
It does. It very much does.
It's
I
so
can
good.
attest to that. It's a yeah, it was a long journey for me to change perspectives.
And you're still on this journey. I'm still on this
I'm
journey.
still doing it. I'm still learning, to I'm still learning.
And it's okay. That's how we grow and learn. I mean, our
Oh
purpose
yeah, yeah.
as humans on Earth, okay, is to have fun, to learn, and to grow. That's it. If you think about it, this is why we're here. That is why we choose to come here to Earth. And I learn, I see this so often with my clients when I do the QHHT. As like, because a lot of times it's like, why did I pick this life? Well, here you go. But I mean, generally, it's just like we pick this experience, to have fun, to learn, and to grow. So, anyway, hey, girlfriend, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The email that I just gave, I'm not too big on social media, but I do have social media pages. I'm on Instagram,
You
Facebook,
have a website?
and I do have a website for my business, my energy medicine business, and it's
Okay, what's the
contact
website?
at rock. It's rocklilyplace.com, and you can contact me there.
Okay.
Otherwise, again, Facebook or Instagram.
Can you repeat your email address again?
JPATCHI at MSN.com.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love you, girl, because you're
I
amazing.
love you too.
Thanks. Hey,
Thank you so
guys.
much for having me.
Thanks for being here. And it's like, I know you were really, really nervous in the beginning. You good or no? It's all good.
It
It's all good. Hey, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to be a guest on the show, just reach out. You can go homeofmisfits.com. All the information is there. You can find us on Facebook and anywhere. And just remember, it's like everybody's welcome and masks are optional. You don't have to. Just come as you. And thank you so much for tuning in. And we will be back next week. So until then, be good. Don't get caught. I'm still out of bail money. So there you go. There's that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Home of Misfits by Matters of Perspective. You belong.